Hey, here we go. It's 9 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Adam's sitting in here. He's having eggs that I thought looked like cauliflower. Where do you stand on cauliflower, by Harrigan? You love cauliflower.
I don't say I love it.
Well, you eat it a lot.
If we have it, it's around. I'll eat it. Yeah. It's a good vegetable to eat. It's smelly.
That's just
good. It's very smelly, but it tastes good.
It's a food that tastes better than it smells, and I do not want a single text on that topic, okay? Don't even start with me, Carter.
Oh,
don't even start. Cauliflower, pro or con?
It has its moments. I do like the cauliflower crust pizza is really good.
That is good.
Yeah. Get out of here.
That is good. What?
Come on. No, it's not really good.
How does it compare with mini Oreos? Peak Oreos.
The thins. Oreo thins.
Thins.
When you just want a thin Oreo.
Yeah. Yeah, like, did you really feel heavy from that one Oreo yet? Thank God.
Too much.
It's just too darn much. All right, Adam's here. You can chime in this one, too. We all have had uncomfortable moments in our past, right? They are unavoidable. So how do we balance that out with when someone is offering up an opinion, if you automatically go back to what absolutely has happened in your past and how it shapes you? Because I'm going to give you a couple examples, and they're tied to the vice president. Because I would say now twice in the last 10 days, I've received texts when we're talking about the vice president, either observations or criticism of Kamala Harris, and I've been told I'm a sexist. And yesterday, it was a very passionate text. I should have saved it. But the texter, female, said, listen, I enjoy your show. I listen to your show. Felt like I wasn't criticizing Trump enough. I'll admit I chortled on that. Adam, I know I've been derelict in criticizing Donald Trump.
You got your MAGA hat on.
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now. But then she was very honest and said, as a black female, I have faced this so much in my life where I feel like I have not been treated the same, that some of your comments, even while respecting your views, sound like other comments that I've heard before. And I thought to myself, I can see how someone would arrive at that position, right? If for some reason, including gender, race, and you feel like, and you truly believe that, and maybe others would look at the situation and say, no, I don't think it had anything to do with that. But it's you, and you faced it, and it's been unfair or harsh or hypocritical. How do you then balance it out when you listen to other criticism of someone who is also a black female? Because I personally believe 1,000% I am not treating Kamala Harris any different because she is a black female. I am praising when I think it's apt. I'm criticizing. And I don't believe at all it's shaping my opinion. But if, let's say, for me, okay, circumstances in my life, in this business, I've been doing this. My first job was in 1988, so 36 years. Every few days, I still get the text or the tweet or the something, you only have the job because of your father, right? Or in my personal life, because of Quentin and the health challenges he has faced, my sensitivity to that. Every one of us listening has something that has been thrown out there or towards us, or we feel like we've been treated different because of something. And so it can be a default It can be accurate. It can be an overreaction when you hear something comparable. How do we separate from that, though? How do we, as the individuals who may have faced this criticism or this position or this comparable situation, and when someone else is in a comparable situation, you say, well, that's just because in this texter's case, and it was a very well thought out text. Well, I pay close attention to that because I'm a black female. What position does that put me in then? I try to convey, as I'm conveying right now, that I don't believe for one second any of this is any of my comments are directed to Harris because she's a female or she's black. Because it can put both sides in difficult spots. And I've talked about this a lot. Adam's talked about it. Dave and I have talked about it a lot. It can't be just about, well, I've never been in that position, so I can't try to identify with that or empathize with that. How do we deal with this when we're the ones in the position where, man, this sounds like exactly why I've been criticized, or this sounds like circumstances that have happened precisely to me, when maybe in this case it's not, or you're then the person who's responding to someone and you're trying to be respectful, you're trying to identify that you can't personally identify with that circumstance, and so you're showing respect, but you're also trying to say, but I'm not doing this because of that particular position. I want to see what Dave has to say, what Adam has to say, and what you have to say. Chime in. I would love phone calls on this. I want text. Amplify on this. Nuance. Criticize. Give examples for yourself. Whatever you want to say. 651-461-9226. It's the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
Time Life presents the Three Tenors.
All right, here's the reminder, everybody. Tom Segura, are you familiar with Tom Segura?
Oh, yeah.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
Funny. He'll work a little blue.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Tom Segura headed to the XL Energy Center. By then, the Wild will have no players left. April 18th. You can win a pair of tickets. You can win. What are you doing that about?
I'd like to give some tickets away on my show.
What is that, Chris or Columbus?
God knows. What are you talking about?
Hey, Mamma Mia!
Don't. You know, those little Sopranos.
You got the Tom Segura tickets.
I'll
give them away.
How do you win the Tom Segura tickets? Dave, it's music theme based. Tom Segura loves talk shows where they have a bumper music theme. You don't have a bumper music theme.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to guess.
Fair point.
Dave Harrigan's bumper music theme. If you think you know it now, you call in. Not you. 651-461-9226. If you are correct, two excellent seats to see Tom Segura at the X April 18th. Okay, you heard me lay out what I said before the segment. What would you like to say about it?
I think when you are being criticized like that, I think a lot of it has to do with your history and what has been that person's history. That's not to say that criticism is fair. I'm not speaking in this specific instance, but if you're a person who has not shown that you rely on or you make criticisms of somebody based on something like that, if your history shows you that is the case, then I think you give someone the grace that, no, okay, you've been fair, even though I've heard that same kind of argument from others, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that that's not your view. Again, that's not to say that sometimes that criticism is fair, that, no, you're falling back on a trope or a stereotype or something, but I think that plays a lot to do with it.
The individual who interacted yesterday just chimed in also. And I appreciate that.
I hope she doubled down.
Yes.
Double down. Let's cancel Chad.
I won't be specific enough for you, but as a woman of color, there is just a relentless feeling that you have to exceed all expectations at all times. You know our texting. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully we're changes because I want to be super respectful. Let's see. Simply know the amount of time you've spent negative about her campaign is more than commentary about Trump. Is this sexist? I can't prove that. Does it feel sexist to someone like me? Sadly, yes, it does. It feels familiar. I'm going to add parts of this because it just our texts just bounce around. Just being competent and normal and clear is not enough. And you know I don't agree, but I'm your fan. I listen to you every day. Problem speaking, the media times are so harped on by you and other journalists, it just feels like during the Hillary campaign, women are held to a much higher standard. Okay, both of us were critical of Hillary Clinton. Both of us acknowledge we did not vote for Hillary Clinton. Partially for me, was blamed. I thought you ran a poor campaign. I really did. Now, both of us are fairly moderate. Do you feel like, in any way, when you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, certainly someone who you agreed with more than you agreed with Donald Trump, is there any part of you in your subconscious worried that, am I being harder on her as a female than I am to him?
No. I say that as somebody who, again, like if you look at me in my history, I don't think you could see instances of me being sexist. So I wasn't worried about that, I guess. I didn't really wear it on my sleeve that I wasn't voting for Hillary, but I'm confident that the reason I didn't vote for her had nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. And I would hope that people would believe me when I tell them that.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And
what I'm saying is based on my history is of how I've treated women, how I've.
So the other individual who brought this up also listened, and I appreciate that because she flat out called him a misogynist, and I was really bothered by it. I found that offensive, and I brought it up on air. She says ridiculed. I don't believe I ridiculed. I believe I pointed out how much I disagree with it. I pointed out multiple reasons why I don't believe that's true, including the fact that there are females on this show on a regular basis. But if any of the three of us, and Dave, you chime in on this one, any of the three of us had faced something over and over, and over and over again. And sometimes others would, who know us well, who care for us and also want to be objective, there are times when they would agree with us. Other times they would say, no, you're overreacting. And then you would say, by the way, these are my feelings. If you face something repeatedly, I think a lot of us are going to fall back on that. And I don't fault that. But it does put the other side of the equation in a difficult spot because I heard Adam, love both you guys. I don't think for one second you guys are misogynist or sexist anyway. And I think you would answer as affirmative to Adam and I. It puts you in a tough spot if someone says, well, I've faced this. And some of the buzzwords you're using or the phrasing or tone is what I've heard before. And that's why I have this feeling. It puts the other person in a difficult spot saying, why are you judging me in that way because of others who have been unfair to you? And it's solely based either on your gender or your race.
And sometimes you can't help the judge. I mean, if you've, in the case of the texter, if you've heard those words, if you've heard those similar things being put to you or people that look like you or have the same background as you, and you've seen them clearly being used to slight a person or yourself, Of course that's what you're going to think. It's, I mean, that's just human nature to fall back on life experience and say, oh, I've heard this before. Here we go again. How many times have we heard it from Shaletta, who joins the show every single Friday, about the challenges she's faced in her life, being a black woman, now in business, and trying to just, you know, quite literally have people take her seriously.
And we see the text here toward Shaletta, and I probably have blocked, I don't know, 75 texts, which are just flat out racist. That doesn't mean every criticism, Adam, toward Shaletta is from a raging racist. You can have different opinions, and they don't automatically have to be because she's a female and she's a black female.
Right. And I, to be perfectly honest with you, and you brought it up about how criticisms that you continuously get that you're aware of, I think I've seen, worked with you a number of years, I think you've overreacted to a lot of texts or people who've, and you bring that up, and I think you overreact because you, that is on your radar, that certain criticisms that you've faced, that you are very sensitive to that.
Yeah. I agree.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just acknowledging
you can't help
us have that as a part of our past and how we let it go in one ear, out the other. We respond to it.
It's like when I get criticisms that, like, I'm brainless simply because I'm a very attractive, very uber-sexual man, that the things I say
people
on the radio
are telling you that
can't be taken seriously. It hurts.
Yeah. You're more than just eye candy.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Not just a beefcake.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of beefcake there.
Wow. Is that a heavy joke he just went with there?
That's all right.
I think so. I'm just surprised you're not packing right now.
Maybe I am.
Oh. Okay. On that note, let's hit the button.